podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 31 of Lost in Appalachian Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Apjay.
Apjay. Well, I'm Maymon, Apmon, Maymon, yeah. And this time we watched Journey with a Companion, Tripmon's Trip of Fear. Yeah. What were your favourite things about this episode?
I think the only bits of this episode I really liked were the names of the weird stuff on the way to the
trip.
Oh yeah, this is if you fall off the bridge, you'll get really soaked bridge.
Yeah, in the wolf's saliva, yeah.
Then later on there's, even if you didn't fall off the bridge, you'll still get soaked now pass.
Yeah, that part was really like genuinely funny. I really liked when they were going through the different lunchboxes and
each of
them sort of was like the character. And it was just so cute. And it made me hungry because... I think I mention this every time we ever get to an episode where they show any food. And I'm
last
just like.
Episode exactly.
Yeah, and also with the Bergamon episode of Digimon Frontier, it made me hungry. And this one was kind of like, I'm glad we're having Japanese for dinner. I could kind of go with some katsu now.
Same.
Yeah, so I'm going to eat some katsu for dinner. But that was really great, and that was just enjoyable. The whole episode, mm-hmm. I think, was relatively enjoyable. Like, it had cute bits. And it was one of those Atmon episodes that starts off as filler and then something happens at the very end and you're just like, whoa, not filler.
Yeah, but it's like, it's barely not filler in the sense that if the episode had ended slightly earlier and then this had happened at the beginning of the next episode, it would have been filler.
Oh yeah, you know, it would have been filler, but in the way that like, it sets up the storytelling of what's happening in the plot, like something is strange with Shutmon, clearly, and we saw the preview for next episode, and it's very exciting. So I guess we're out of filler territory now.
It does appear that way.
I mean, I
very dramatically.
Yeah, I hope that it'll be good plot because it is possible that plot can be bad.
It is possible. Look at Frontier. Yeah.
Like, and also filler can be good. Like, I mean, look at Frontier. The best episodes of Frontier so far have been filler.
That doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah, it means they're the better episodes. But I really liked this episode. I thought that it was cute. Sure, it's not a really high-ranking episode, and I'll get to that one in my ranking segment. But it had some really nice moments. It had character moments. It had a sort of... learn a bit more about the characters, even just like, oh, how they eat. Like, Eri is an idol, so she's got a very strict diet. She'll eat, but she'll have like low calorie things, and that's just how she eats. And then we have Dokomon, who is completely opposite of Eri and eats like, you know, 5 lunchbox. He gets like a family set and he eats them.
Sorry, I just want to gush about Persona 5 while you're doing this. You're talking like, oh yeah, she's an idol, so she eats less. And I'm just thinking about Aunt.
Yeah,
and someone's like, so how do you stay thin?
What? How often do you weigh yourself?
Oh,
well, once a year with the school exams, yeah.
Do you have a special diet? I like beef.
Yeah. No, it is cute. But it's like that sort of... I mean, Aunt is subverting the trope of idols have strict diets.
She's not an idol, she's a model.
I know, but it's sort of like that sort of same thing.
She's just like, yeah, her thing is she's really naturally pretty.
Mm. Anyway, back onto Atmon. And Astra and Musimon both have like something that's full of energy because they're full of energy. And I feel like I love Astra and Musimon more and more every week.
They have really grown on me more or less like a rancid mold.
It's a happy mold, though.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like, no, like, rancid is the wrong word, but like aggressive. It's an aggressive mold. Like, you didn't want it at first, but now it's grown on you and you can't stop it.
It's kind of like, well, I guess you're here now. And I think Eri's cute. I wish that when she jumped on the chair on the train, we got a shot of the shoes.
But they do it enough now that it's implied.
I know, but it's just like, what if she didn't this time? I need to know, Jay. I need to know.
The people need to
know. Yeah, and I need to know this. But no, there was a lot of cute moments. I love how Offmon kind of just bites Eugene, like, because he's nervous.
Yeah, his nibble bites.
He's a little puppy. I love him. And he's so pure. And
well, he's not.
I kind of like how they were kind of being scammed by that lady.
But it never got to a conclusion on that. She was just trying to sell them stuff, and Eri was always like, yes, I will buy it.
Yes.
And at first I thought, oh, I'm buying it for Offmon, and then it just became, I'll buy it.
Mm. And, I mean, I don't think there needs to be any sort of, like, actual plot convenience. It just sort of, not plot convenience, plot relevance. I'm just used to saying plot convenience now, apparently. And because it's just sort of like this happens. Like, I've seen it in Pokemon before, where they'll be at a spooky place and there'll be someone just scamming you with, hey, you can have this magic seal that'll protect you from these demons.
Yeah, but usually, like, the thread goes, oh, this seal didn't do anything. Like, someone gets disappointed, or, like, you find out that it's a scam. No, it was just a thing that happened, and then Eri liked it, and that was it.
That was it, yeah.
There's nothing to it. And it's just... So it's kind of... If you didn't think it was funny that she's like, yes, immediately, which is all it was...
Yeah.
Then it's a waste of time.
Do you have any other favourite bits?
No.
Because I'm ready to talk about negatives, because my negative is it makes no sense that they evolved to their ultimate form.
And it makes no sense that Saddlemon is like, ah, yes, it was my plan to have Travelmon distract you and make you... all go to Ultimate so that you couldn't fight me in Ultimate. It's like, that's a clever plan if you could be sure they would go all three Ultimate. But I think Travelmon's super, so if they'd all gone...
Tripmon is super.
Tripmon, yeah. So if they'd all gone super, they would have, A, won instantly.
Yeah,
and
three
B,
supers, yeah.
Not use their Ultimate. He had to bank on them doing something very irrational.
And, yeah, it was very much sort of like they evolved to Ultimate because it's said in the script, which was really kind of annoying because it didn't make sense that they would go to Ultimate. We've seen before that they are quite sparing with their Ultimate. In fact, wasn't it just a few episodes ago where they said, okay, we won't go to Ultimate straight away. We'll just try Standard for now and then we'll go to Ultimate.
I mean, that was in the context of we know we will need Ultimate later.
Yeah.
Which they didn't in this case. They didn't know there'd be more to it. So you could say, we got to finish this quickly. But, like, come on, guys. You know, if there's a virus guy around, you have to be on guard.
And they could have just used one ultimate because...
Absolutely.
I mean, two took him out, but Globemon didn't do anything until the Stellamon causes things to fall down, which we didn't know was going to happen. So if that hadn't have happened, Globemon evolved for no reason.
You say two took him down? Two attacks hit him at exactly the same time. One probably would have done it.
Yeah. And yeah, I would say that because we've shown that ultimate have amazing power and can just one-hit dudes. So why they needed to all three of them go to Ultimate to defeat a super is just... It was very much,
you
yeah,
don't,
the
like,
plot said.
I don't want to have to say it, but it was in the script. Man.
Yeah, it was in the script. And that's really sad because I don't like having to say that about Atmon because Atmon should be better than that. When I say it about Frontier, I was like, okay, well, this is all the Frontier. But Atmon's usually... And I think I've said this for the last few weeks.
He expected more from you.
Yes, it's like, it's the perfect child that's kind of like a bit of a disappointment at the moment.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not angry, Atmon, I'm just a bit disappointed. But it's like, I don't know, the thing I like about Atmon, and yeah, I've said this with the previous filler episodes, that I like when they subvert things. Like, and that didn't really subvert things. It went against what we've previously seen of, like, okay, they're quite thoughtful in saying, okay, we don't need to go to Ultimate. We'll just go to Super and we'll be able to do it. But because we haven't, like...
This is very much a case of we need this to happen for the story, so yeah. People will act irrationally to make the story work.
And yeah, it is clever that Satellitemon says, okay, I made Tripmon lure you into here and now I can defeat you because you've used up all your power, you can't go to Ultimate and you won't be able to defeat me otherwise. And yeah, that's clever. But in going about it, it just felt weird. Like, okay, we're going all the way to Ultimate, are we? That okay? All right. But I guess it does make sense in the way that they didn't know that there was another threat.
But still, all three?
Yeah, it was very much overkill.
And once again, if there's someone with the L virus around, be on guard. And it just, you always be sparing with your power and do it as efficiently as possible.
And also, Tripmon wasn't, you know, trying to attack the kids. There wasn't any sense of urgency. Tripmon was just kind of sitting there.
Like, he's got saying, a virus. Yeah. Let's go to Ultimate.
He was basically saying, I am evil. I am why you went off path. Ha ha ha. I'm really evil. And I know he wasn't fighting them. We don't know his power levels. If they went to... This is how they should have done it. And maybe they didn't have enough time to. They should have gone to Super.
Yeah.
And then they're fighting Tripmon. And Tripmon keeps on trying to eat them. And they say, okay, we can't do this as Super. And then they evolve. Then we've given reason of, okay, he is a really powerful Super level then because of this eating attack that he does. But maybe they didn't have enough time to do it.
It's clearly a time constraint. Because if you could see Tripmon being a cool, like, the Supers are trying to get him and he just keeps sending them on wrong paths. And that'd be really interesting.
But they didn't have time. And when they defeated him very quickly, I was like, oh, is that all we get?
Even then, you'd use one ultimate. You wouldn't use all three.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's correct.
the only way I could reasonably see that is not only did they send them on separate trips, they send them on separate trips with their own
Tripmon
Apple drivers.
Oh, okay.
So that the drivers don't know what each other is doing, and then they go to Ultimate because they're like, oh, we need to. Yeah. And that could be reasonable, but that would take you at least 5 minutes of animation, which they didn't have.
Yeah, they clearly used it up, and they used it up with cute little filler bits, but I'm not mad that they did because those filler bits were cute.
Yeah, but there are two other episodes you could have slashed for this.
And I guess it's not important, but Tripmon is actually half of Stellarmon.
Oh, interesting.
Would you like to know the other half? I don't think it's plot relevant at this point.
Go ahead.
It's Scopemon.
Hmm. Well, that makes sense with the guns.
He has the same voice actor as Scopemon.
I think it might be plot relevant.
But I feel like he would have referenced it, and we've seen Scopemon's chip.
True, it's true.
So I feel like he is just separate, that the way that our Timon is separate.
I think it'd be really funny if we never, ever, ever heard of Scopemon again.
That'd be so sad.
If Cameramon and Scopemon just, like, disappeared forever. Like, oh, he's not important anymore.
But I'd be happy if this is Scopemon, because I love his character, and I always loved Scopemon's character.
Because there was a Dark Apple driver there, right? Yeah, we never got anywhere with it.
Yeah, I want that. Well, I think we might know in two episodes, because I do know the title of the episode that comes out next Saturday that we'll be watching in two weeks.
Is it called The Dark Apple Driver?
No, it is. It's about the young president of L-Corp, I think it is. His name's Naito. Yeah.
Huh.
So it's about that guy. That's pretty exciting, because we saw his design a while ago.
Tetsuya Naito.
Favorite character?
Well, it's sure as hell not Offmon.
I like Astra. I really, really like Astra at the moment. I love how, you know, there's a log bridge, and Debbie's kind of like, I don't want to go on a log bridge. Should we turn back? And Astra's like, I'm totally feeling this. And, you know, the whole wolf curse, he's like, I'm totally feeling this. I love him. I can't believe, but he's, like, becoming my favorite character. Haru didn't really do much besides be kind. I mean, oh, no, Gatchmon pushed off the wolf head. That was cute.
And they're all like, put it back, put it back, put it back!
And so who do you think's yours?
No one? No one really impressed me this episode, like, at all.
I like Shutmon's design.
He's a Sonic character.
In the outro bit when they do the today's Atmon proverb.
He looks like he's from Sonic.
Yeah, he does. For miscellaneous bits, I found it interesting that the Offmon can just evolve. He doesn't need to merge, but it makes sense because I saw the art of Shutmon being in this episode, and I was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Because I know that Offmon's super form is merged with Hackmon, and Shutmon is that Super Atmon merged with Timemon. So I'm not sure if they were going to do more of this sort of, oh, can you aptly rise my Atmon chip to give him more power, and we just get Rei's Hackmon and Haru's Timemon, but that would have been strange.
You know what I wish had happened?
What?
It would have taken one line of dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the train, and Haru just goes, it's really sad that Rei declined the invitation to come too.
Yeah, because it's sort of like we don't care about Rei anymore. It's like, oh, he has his brother problems.
We've replaced him with his new Rei.
Yeah, it's like, okay, here's our new character. We don't care about Rei. And I realised that we haven't actually seen Rei for a while. I think we saw him a few episodes ago and he was just standing there. Yeah.
When he was in the... Which is where he probably still is, honestly.
Yeah.
He never got kicked out.
But I feel like... I don't know, I would like to know more. Maybe that's because there's going to be some plot there and they're just waiting for all the filler because they don't feel like it's legitimate to have him in filler episodes.
Could be. My miscellaneous is that I kept asking, wasn't there a chaperone meant to be on this trip? And it finally cuts back to, oh, you know, she's in the right place.
Yeah, and I like that. That's the thing I like about Atmon, is that you ask something and then the show immediately answers it.
Was it immediate? It was quick.
There was something else that happened too that you asked about and then they immediately said, oh, they explained something.
Hmm.
I forgot what it was. It was something on the train, but it was... Oh, yeah, it was... You were saying, hey, why are they aptly rised? Aren't they worried about other people? And then they said, well, we don't have to worry about how other people will see them because this is an empty train except for that scary lady over there.
But I'm like, ticket inspectors still exist.
Mm.
In real life, we have met them, and they asked us, and we didn't have tickets at the time.
And we did. We didn't
have them on us.
Yeah, we had to go...
I would say the dramatic version.
So, yeah, and we would have been very stuck if my Japanese didn't save us, so you're welcome.
That would have worked it out.
Yeah, I was like, hey, we have the tickets, but they're in the fifth carriage. I'll get them. And, so I helped. But no, that was a pretty solid episode. Do you have any more miscellaneous bits?
Solid.
Solid as in not terrible.
Fine.
Compared to the previous episodes. I'm done. For my ranking, I forgot exactly what number I ranked it at. I ranked it probably too high for Jay. I put it as number 12.
I thought it should be below the halfway point.
Mm,
What's below it?
What's below it is episode 18, Heroine Eugene's Bond.
Roleplaymon's really lower than this? That was great.
Yeah, I feel like maybe Roleplaymon should be actually a bit higher because it was better than the... Was it better? I think it was better
than the infiltration of the deep web is worse than this episode?
No, that was just the...
Dive into the net ocean is worse than this episode?
Yes. No, that was just the... No, it was better. You're not remembering...
Eri is the Atmon idol is worse than this episode?
Yes, you're not remembering the previous episodes that well.
This episode was boring, except for a couple of fun little bits.
Yeah, it was fun, and I'm ranking things dependent on my enjoyment.
Well, you're allowed to be wrong.
Yeah, so I had a lot of fun with these episodes. With this episode. I'm just saying episodes. I'm very tired. And, yeah, so thanks for listening. Join us next time for episode 32, where we'll be covering Let's All Bring Him Out, the Shut-In Offmon. So, more Offmon stuff, which is good. And, yeah.
Shut-In Offmon. I get it.
Yeah, it's a pun. So, you can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a red thread in the Appmon subreddit. And we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. And we have a website, and you can check out our weekly poll for our main show, and you can check out our Apply ranking. You can also donate to our Patreon, which is in the description, and on our website. And you can do that from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our Slack chat group. But higher levels get you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, both on topic and off topic, and Skype calls with Main J, and more.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Patamon on Tumblr and takes commissions, Wuchinglong, who is you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Bummermon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishmael Bumba, Hirolato, who is at Hirolato on Twitter, Jason Morosky Ryuchi, who is Frost Magic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchcoat, Azrael McCool, and Nicholas.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which is linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Agimon. Make sure to listen to us for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.